This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
And good morning, gardeners, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club, where I'm your host, Patrick Parent. I'm Paul's youngest son. I'll be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time. Now, I told you I'm his youngest son. Now, I have my middle brother, if you will, my other brother, Jason Parent, on the line with us. I'm super excited to have him with us. We're continuing the tradition that my father has had for a number of years about bringing my brother Jason, who is an incredible florist. I'm not saying it because he's my brother and he's on the line and can hear me. I'm saying it because it's true. All right? I'm saying this because it's true. But Jason, good morning and welcome.
Good morning, Patrick. Thanks for having me on the radio.
Now, I'm pretty excited. I'm. It's pretty cool to have you on here with me. I know Dad loved it. I didn't know the feeling I would have until I got there. I got goosebumps having you on the radio here. So, don't mind me. I'm pretty excited to have you on here. So let's talk a little bit about Valentine's Day, which is coming up in 11 days. Well, we have basically, it's almost 10 and a half days because it's 9, you know. So the number's getting down there.
Exactly.
Now, tell me a little bit about you and all the letters that come after your name and where you work for so everybody out there can hear you.
All right. Well, so my name is Jason Parent, and I have gotten some education for myself where I have MMFD. And I also just recently got my CFD, and in July I will be receiving my induction into the AIFD. So what that all means is the MMFD is the Main Master Funeral Florist, and then the CFD is the Certified Floral Designer, and then come July, I'll be inducted into the American Institute of Floral Design. And what that is I basically wanted more education so that I could do my job the proper way. And I went and seeked it out and took a bunch of tests that were very stressful but amazing, and I passed. Just because I truly love what I do, just like you do, like Dad does. So I just wanted to get some education to make myself better.
That's
now,
awesome.
I work in Cape Elizabeth. It is called Fiddlehead Florist. And as all your listeners know, we did the wreath for Dad, so they have a little bit of idea of who we are. And, you know, it's I love what I do, and I thank you, Patrick, for letting me share it with all your listeners. Because there was always something fun Dad and I got to do, and we got to talk about flowers, and with Valentine's Day around the corner, it's very important that all you gentlemen and ladies out there start to get your orders ready. Start asking, hey, by the way, what's your favorite color? Do you have a favorite flower? You know, Valentine's is coming up. I want to make sure I do it right for you. What can I do to make it perfect for you?
Awesome. That's some pretty good stuff to be, you know, communicating these things. Now, one of the things that I wanted to talk about is there's always, what color roses do I get based on the relationship you're in? There's all these different colors.
Exactly.
We know what red means. It means love.
Exactly.
Now, tell me a little bit more about some of the other colors and what they mean.
Well, my favorite color is the yellow. It represents friendship and joy, and it just is, when you see yellow, you smile. So that's my personal favorite. But if you want to lean a little bit towards love, Soft pink and bright pink are appreciation and gratitude. White is for purity and innocence. Purple, which happens to be several of my friends' favorites, is love at first sight or enchantment. Now, one of the big colors of the year is coral, and that is for desire. But something, I've been doing some research since you asked me to do this, and our industry is always changing. So apparently if you do red and white together, it means that it signifies unity and strength in your relationship. And the other one I thought was fascinating was red and yellow given together. They mean happiness and excitement. So there is a whole world of what every flower means. If you're not sure, ask your florist. Ask your local florist. Because one thing that Dad and you have always suggested is you shop local for all your gardening needs. So we're going to shop local for all your floral needs as well.
Now, that's some great information. And, you know, one of the things you first said was ask what color they like.
Yep.
Any color, especially if somebody likes it, could mean love or any of these to them. It's just, you know, if you're talking to somebody, they love pink. Well, you can give them the pink and still mean all those other things. But what you're saying is you don't have to spend all that money on all the red roses.
Exactly. The point is for our Valentine's Day is to show them that you care. And it doesn't have to be a dozen roses. It can be a single rose. It can be a carnation. It can be an alstroemerium. There are thousands of flowers available that your local florist has. You know, if, oh, my wife doesn't like flowers, they just die. So doesn't candy. So doesn't cake. Everything is disposable. The point is you're taking this one day and going, here, I want you to know how much I love you. I love you 364 days, but today I just want to make sure you know that it's extra today. You know, you don't have to spend $1,000 to make someone happy. A single flower can be just as meaningful as a dozen of them.
Well, that's, you know, I was a little shocked there. I'm not a huge fan of carnation. I know you're not, but you brought it up on the radio. That's
well, I like the purple ones. Believe it or not, Patrick, they're still making new flowers.
Yeah.
The industry, I mean, Alaska is becoming the biggest grower of peonies in the world.
Wow.
And when you think Alaska, you don't think cut flowers.
No.
But there is this group of fishermen who didn't want to fish anymore because they're tired. And they have gotten together and formed this massive grower. So, I mean, our industry is changing on a regular basis. They're creating new flowers because people are starting to have a need for them again. They're starting to become part of everyday life again. So I'm thrilled by that.
That's awesome. And, just... little joke between Jason and I, we always knew that when we would go to our parents' house, if there were carnations in the house, they were to go right out the door.
Oh, yeah.
And new flowers would come in. Nothing wrong with carnations. Everybody loves carnations. I get it. Just saying. Between us, we, you know, good. Now, we were talking about alternatives.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about some alternatives to just buying roses and how you can select that.
Yeah, well, there's a couple of different ways. If you just don't know what you want to do, call your local flower shop and talk to a designer. There's something that 90% of flower shops offer. It's called the designer's choice. And what that means is, so when I get that order, that's my favorite kind of order. Because what I do is I get to create something that I like. I go and pick through the flowers and create something that's one of a kind, just like your relationship. Instead of something that's a picture. Now, if you're not even sure about that and you want to go into your local flower shop, ask them. Talk to them. That's what I like interacting with customers. I like finding out, does she like something short and compact, which is very European and modern? Does she like something more open and airy? So there's so many different things you can ask about and talk about with your florist. And right now, we have the time to do that. If you call February 13th, or dare I say it, February 14th, we're not going to have the proper time to talk to you. And by ordering early, you're going to get the best selection. Because I know that we start the flowers come in the week of Valentine's Day. Those people who took the time and ordered early, we go and make sure that we pull the flowers we want for them because they took that time and did it. They called us. I know ordering online is a little bit easier, but calling and talking to an actual human is going to get you a better selection.
Yeah, I think also what it also shows by calling, you can have that conversation and select the favorite colors, the favorite, you know, flower, etc. Whereas online, you're just buying from a picture. Calling your local florist, having that conversation. And as you said, and I'm going to reiterate it, call early. Don't call on Valentine's Day. And they're going to be able to help you out. Now, just because you call early doesn't mean they're going to make their arrangement early. They're going to make the arrangement like Valentine's Day or the day that you're looking for it to go.
Exactly.
You guys don't do it early. Early is good here so that they can get ready and have yours ready to go and delivered when it needs to be.
And talking about early, everyone is going to get their flowers on Valentine's Day. You want to really make an impression and show that you're on top of it, have it delivered the day before. Because what's going to happen on Valentine's Day is everybody's going to want their delivery right now. So your sweetheart might not get it until noon or 1. If they get it the day before, they have all Valentine's Day for all their friends to be jealous.
Awesome. Jay, hang tight for me. We're going to a break. I want to talk a little bit more on the other side of the break, so hang tight.
If you love to grow roses, you know the damage that insects and diseases can cause. Bonide Rose RX Systemic Drench offers insects and disease control in one easy application. Bonide Rose RX Drench is a multipurpose fungicide and insecticide for roses, flowers, and shrubs. Mix it in a watering can and apply it directly to the base of the plant. One application protects the rose, the flower, and shrubs from insects and diseases for up to 6 weeks.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup, organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com, call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No mourning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced Lawn Care Scientist.
Where'd you come from?
I want you to try new all-in-one weed and feed.
What's this?
All-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes. Weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow! Really?
With new all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is going to look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Hello, I am looking for a special soul from the GCN audience to hire to come to East Ridge, Tennessee and take care of two peaceful, easygoing people, which are a sweet 95-year-old woman and her 60-year-old son. Terms would be free room and board, plus the use of all of our facilities here at home, in exchange for living with us and seeing to our needs. We must have someone that fits in well. We get along with most anybody and value those who like to do the same. We live in a suburb of the scenic city of Chattanooga, Tennessee. Please email Matt at peaceaboveall.net for additional information. Please include your informal resume stating your strengths and weaknesses and reasons you would make a dedicated caregiver. We would also offer to negotiate a nominal salary in addition to everything else. Again, please email M-A-T-T at peaceaboveall.net. Thanks for responding.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club, where our phone number is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Before the break, we were joined with my brother, Jason Parent, and he's still here with us. And want to talk a little bit more. We've talked about calling early, and we can reiterate, calling early.
Yeah.
Then we've talked about selection. Now, one other thing that I'd like to talk about, and it's going to look just as good as you were saying, maybe getting the flowers a day early, but knowing how to take care of them to last longer. Show that you know something and you're keeping them longer. So can you tell us a few tips of what everybody out there should do if they get some flowers, some cut flowers?
Of course, and all these tips are for year-round. The big one is, at least in New England right now, we're getting a lot of spring tulips because we are going to force spring to come. Now, with tulips, they don't like being on the warmer side, so they open really quickly, and that's a big complaint that we get a lot. Well, through some reading on the internet and then, just like Dad, experimenting at home, you take one ice cube and put it in your vase with your tulips. Now, the ice cube will melt, making the water colder, and the tulips are going to stay tighter longer. On average, I get a week and a half to 2 weeks out of tulips in my home. Now, the heat lately has been up a little bit past 68, but on average, we keep our house between 62 and 64. So an ice cube will really, really help. Now, keeping it away from a drafty window will also help, because the wind is going to come right through that window and it's going to affect the flowers. Also, if you're sending the flowers to work or any time that they have to travel, a good florist, like the one that I have work at, is going to put plastic around the flowers to keep them safe, so that way if they do decide to bring them home, they're going to last. All it takes is a few seconds in this cold to kill those flowers. So if you got them at work and you're going to take them home, keep that plastic around them, because it really is the only way they're going to survive in this cold, unless you're lucky and you're in Florida. Then you really don't have to worry about those kind of things. The other thing is water. You need to make sure that the water level is almost to the top at all times. That way the flowers can drink. Now, flowers, after 3 or 4 days, have sealed themselves off. So you need to remove the flowers, give them a fresh cut with a sharp knife or sharp pair of scissors, and put it right back in the water. That is going to help the longevity of your flowers last longer.
Yeah.
I mean, just some basic little, you just have to put a little bit of effort into it. But most importantly, what people forget is adding water. Now,
yeah,
if you're smart and you get loose cut flowers that she's like, she really likes to arrange them, or he really likes to arrange flowers, and you do loose cut, because you do save a little bit of money. But remember, they have to put in the effort after. So you kind of think about that. But the biggest mistake that we make as people who have flowers is our vases are not completely clean. All it takes is a dime size of bleach in with your water to clean that vase, because bacteria will stay on the glass and will not help longevity next time you put flowers in. So just a few little tips just to make things last a little bit longer. But on average, your flowers should last 5 days. I know at our shop at Fiddlehead Florist in Cape Elizabeth, Maine, we guarantee our flowers will last 5 days. And one of the reasons I like where I work is because, you know, my boss honors that. And, you know, but the thing is, the customer has to tell us. They can't just get mad. And, you know, so if your flowers don't last, call the flower shop. They do care. They want you to be customers for life. So, you know, just communicate with your florist, and they'll help in any way they can. But clean water, clean base, every 3 to 5 days, give them a cut, and an ice cube won't hurt anything, but just one, Patrick. You know how when you get a headache and you take 3 aspirin instead of 2?
Yeah.
You can't do that. I tried it, and I killed some flowers.
Yeah, so just follow some of those instructions. And, you know, just say, hey, I know what I'm doing. I'm going to take care of these plants, these flowers. And that could go a long way. So, Jason, I really appreciate you coming on and talking about this. We're going to have you next week, too, and talk a little bit more. So I can't wait for that. But thank you so much for coming on today.
Oh, thank you for having me, Patrick. And, hey, go Patriots.
Yeah, all right. That's what we like to hear. All right. Thank you so much for calling in, Jay. We'll be back right after. Love you, too, brother. We'll be right back after the break.
For a beautiful lawn and garden that's healthy and safe, use Dramatic Liquid Plant Foods by Dram. It's the organic choice to produce brilliant fruits and vegetables that are healthy for your family. And because it's all natural, it's safe for barefoot fun and playful pets. Available at your local garden center or nursery. Ask for Dramatic Plant Foods. Visit us online at dram.com. Dramatic Plant Food for dramatic results.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moisture annuals. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moisture annuals. The soil moisture annuals will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
So I ask you to join me.
Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard of Hawaii, the latest Democrat to enter the field for the White House.
Now, the road ahead will not be easy. The battles will be tough. The obstacle's great, but I know that when we stand united by our love for our people and for our country, there is no obstacle we cannot overcome.
Gabbard announces on a Waikiki beach yesterday, becoming the 8th Democratic candidate to officially announce a run, though still more are expected to join the field. On the field, New England's Tom Brady will be in his 9th Super Bowl later today, facing off against the L.A. Rams. But Brady says his appreciation for being in the big game has only grown through the years.
I just have more appreciation because the older you get, you know, the fewer chances you're going to have.
Kickoff in Atlanta is just past 6:30 Eastern, and this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. Be here till 10 o'clock, so we've got about a half hour left. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we'll be here to answer all your gardening questions, so feel free to give us a call. If you missed it, we just talked with my brother Jason in regards to different flowers you can do for Valentine's Day, the colors and what they mean, etc. Some great information. He'll be back next week. We're going to get some more information because Valentine's Day is right around the corner. Again, like I said, 11 days. And order early so you can get the best selection. Now, earlier in the show, we were talking about some different things you could be doing in the garden in February. As I was saying before, and this is for hardiness zone 7 and lower, so a lot of New England here, and you know, all the way across where zone 7 goes all the way across to the west coast, some of those might be a little bit higher, but in those lower zones. So we're not just talking New England, we could be in New York, Pennsylvania, all the way across. So at this time you can do some pruning of your trees and shrubs, both ornamentals and fruit. Okay, maybe get some of the dead out, maybe get some of the cross branches, that type of thing, so you're not worrying about it. Then you're going to take a look at your flower beds, if you can see them, if you can see there, if there's no snow there, to see if any of the plants may have heaved, they've gotten up. At that point, you can replace some mulch, put some mulch around it. If some of the areas, you know, you used leaves or straw or hay or something along those lines, you could be able to replace it at this point. I know in New England, the next couple days, we're going to be 50 degrees. Not today, but Monday, Tuesday. So you might be some ideas to do in, some work outside. The other thing is check outside for plant and tree damage. Take a look if the deer are eating them. Are rodents girdling the trunk? What's happening? Are there animals out there eating your plants, doing some damage? So that way you can actually take care of it now instead of waiting until, let's say, April when you can get out there. So take a look at that. You could also, and we talked about this earlier, force some branches inside. Cut some of the branches, like, the easiest ones to do are forsythia and pussy willow. You can get those blooming early now inside to get you a little bit of spring ahead. You could also, some of the holly bushes could use a hard pruning at this time of year. You're going to want to take a look at your evergreens for sign of desiccation. Any of the things that are dying, get rid of it, that type of thing. And then as we've talked about multiple times through the month, and last month is starting seed from inside, get your cool season vegetables ready and maybe even some flowers. So those are a few things to do if you're looking, if you're in a warmer climate. You know, take a look at the weather. See if there's any cold snaps. If something's going on, you know, if you're going to have some cold or warm or whatever, be able to protect your plants. You can start to get ready your annual beds. Get those cleaned up. You can start watering if in the warmer zones if the ground isn't frozen. Get ready with some of the cool season vegetables. Those examples are broccoli, cabbage, kale, lettuce, and some onions. You could also, depending upon where you are, again, zone 8 and higher, which would be south of New England. We're talking more maybe Virginia, lower Carolinas, etc. You can maybe put out some cold hardy annuals like pansies or some different types of poppies. You could start dividing some perennials out there, get some bare root roses or fruit trees in, getting those started, because you might be a little bit ahead of us. That being said, we did have that polar vortex come through, and it went to most of the northern parts, but it's made a lot of the area cold. So, take a look. There's some things you can be doing in February, and I know the next couple days you're going to be looking at it and saying, I need to get outside and do something. I can't be inside all day. So I get it. Bring a dose of nature indoors with the newest Pomo Organic Liquid Plant Foods. Loaded with natural ingredients and millions of beneficial microbes to grow bigger, more beautiful plants. And with the Spoma's new Easy Dose cap, you'll get a perfect pour every time. Just flip open the cap, turn the bottle over, and pour in the pre-measured dose. Need more? Just repeat and then fill the watering can with water and feed your plants. No measuring, no mess. Just flip, fill, and feed. Brought to you by Spoma Organic, a natural in the garden since 1929. Learn more at www.espoma.com. Now we'll get right back to the phone lines. Nathan, who's up next?
Lori in New Hampshire.
Lori, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Well, thanks for taking my call. I've been in a dilemma about my Reliant peach tree. It's had the fungus for 2 years, and I've done what the extension office said to do, but to no avail. So we're at a point where what we're going to do this year is prune it heavily. And my question would be, how heavily can I prune this? And then I'm going to try a new spray on it. Should I take half of it off or maybe a third? Or I mean, it's our last-ditch effort to save it. It's a beautiful tree, and we get tons of peaches. But last year, there were a lot of peaches on it, but again, the fungus was there.
Okay, now, the question for you, is the fungus on the bark itself, or is it on the leaves, or is it on branching?
Probably the bark itself, but the peaches had it in the stone. You didn't see it until they were fully ripe, or even before they were ripe. But they rotted from the inside out.
Yep.
If that makes any sense.
No, it does. It definitely does, because it's going to start at that core, the pit, if you will.
Right.
So there's a couple things you can be doing. What have you? I know you want to. We'll cut it back. But what have you been spraying it with? Have you done anything like that?
The copper stuff.
Copper fungicide?
Yeah, the copper sulfite or something like that.
Okay. Now, there is a product out there from Bonide which you can use on fruit trees. It's not organic, but it can be used up until a certain amount of days prior to harvest that I think will help as a great start to it. It's called Bonide's Fruit Tree Spray.
Well, just
Fruit tree spray. That's what it'll say right on the bottle. It comes in multiple sizes. It comes in concentrates and ready to spray and ready to use. So you can just spray it right on it. Okay. Now, it's something that you can use a couple times during the season. And then when... I believe you're only supposed to use it twice in the season. Now, you can also use the copper fungicide as a preventative as well, doing this. Okay. So it's not going to harm it. You don't do it at the same times. You'll do it at alternate times, so it's not all at once. Okay? So you can use that on it multiple times. The copper fungicide you can use... I almost want to say it's up to like 5 days before harvest or even closer to that because it is organic. And that'll help with some of the peach tree fungus that you have. The other thing I'd like to see you do in the dry parts of the season is water it if you can, even though it's established. Either give it some water or, you know, hopefully it rains, that type of thing. The other thing is... And I was talking about this with the gentleman earlier with his apple, which was having some rot inside the fruit. It was a calcium deficiency. It's kind of like a blossom end rot with tomatoes.
Oh, right.
You use, you know, they have a product out there called Rot Stop. You can use it in a foliar spray, and you can actually spray the branches with it, and it will help put some calcium into the plant itself. Now... Your soil is probably fine with the amount of calcium that's in it, but it does take that water intake to really bring it up through the plant. So you don't need to add calcium to the soil. It's more of a foliar spray. So I would suggest doing that and the fruit tree spray and keep on with the copper fungicide. Now, as far as pruning it, the rule of thumb in general is by a third. Don't cut it in half. Because it could just be down to nothing. Now, when we say a third, we mean of the growing branches. Don't count the trunk as part of it.
Okay.
Look at the branch and see also where the branching starts, where you're going to have green leaves. Because some of those shoots, when they come out from the trunk itself, there's like two feet before branches.
Right.
Now, say the whole thing's 6 feet. You've cut half of the active growth of where the green leaves are versus a third of it. You know what I'm saying? So it's you want to take a look at the branch versus just as the whole tree as a whole.
So, are you saying that the fungus is going to come from the new growth, or is it still on the old growth?
If it's from the bark, it's on the old growth. And there are ways to cut the that out. Because you'll see like an amber color, hard like rock type substance on the side of the bark.
Oh right,
That is the fungus. That's the that's where it's coming from. So you're gonna want to cut that out if you can, the best you can. And because if that's still on the plant, you're gonna continue to have it year after year after year. It's not it's not gonna go away without taking care of it. Now, the other thing is with the branches, don't put them in a compost pile. Just get rid of them. Don't, any of the leaves that had fallen around it, if you can get, if you've got to make sure you get rid of those as well. Don't keep them around the plant because they can store the fungus on them as well and go right back into the soil and right back up to the plant.
Yeah, great.
Okay. Yeah, it's not something you want. So it's a couple extra things to do on there, and I think it's going to be beneficial to add the fruit treat spray from Bonide, and then add the Rot Stop to help the fruit have a little more calcium in them to be a little bit stronger. I think that should definitely help you with that.
What if put a fungicide on the ground around the tree? Would that help get rid of it in the ground? I'm sure it's there.
Well, it could be in the ground, but it's very active when it's in the plant. So having that I don't know, the canker, if you will, on the side of the plant is where it's really coming from. It's just, you could put a fungicide on the ground, spray it around it, but the bigger thing is paying attention to the tree itself. Because on the branches, you might start to see some galls or you might just see some more of these cankers. If you're seeing them on branches, they're easier to get rid of by cutting that branch out versus if it's on the main trunk.
Okay.
you should be able to see on some of the branches now, and, you know, in the next couple of days, it's supposed to be warm, supposed to. You might be able to get out and take a look at it and see if some of the branches are infected. And if they have some of those cankers, those are the branches you want to cut away first and get rid of.
Mm-hmm.
And just
okay.
be gone with them. You know, don't put them in the woods. Do what you can to get rid of them. You know, it's you just
haul them off to someplace else. I don't know where
you just don't want them on your property because you have the host in the peach tree, so it's just going to continue to come back.
Okay.
All right.
Well, that sounds plausible, and I'll get back to you in the fall and let you know how it goes.
Definitely keep us posted. We love to hear hopefully a success story for you. But any other time, any questions, feel free to give us a call, or you can go to our website at paulparent.com, and there's a contact us on the bottom, and we can you know, try to answer some questions for you the best we can.
I have one more question. Quick.
Yeah.
Do you go to groups to talk?
We can.
Because we had your father. We had your father lined up for our garden club, and we were wondering if you do it also.
Yeah. If you email me through the website at paulpgardenclub@gmail.com,
yep.
Or go to our website, we can talk that way and get something figured out.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Thanks,
so much.
Lori. All right. Bye-bye.
Bay Advance is a company that brought you Tree and Shrub, the product that we all use to control insects on shrubs and trees, and it lasts for 12 months. Bayer has something new for you this spring, a termite and ant control in a granular form that's fast-releasing and creates a termite-killing zone around your home. Ants, termites bring the product directly to the colony and transfer the product by social interaction and soon die.
Your lawn, destroyed by insects above ground and below. Bayer Advanced Complete Insect Killer protects against both in one easy step. Other leading brands stop at the surface, allowing damage to continue. But Complete's exclusive two-way formula kills insects above ground while it penetrates below ground to control root-destroying pests for up to 3 months. That's the beauty of better science. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer. No more Roundup. Organic disease control. Organic insecticide. Organic mold and mildew. BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash. And all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Good morning, gardeners, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Be here for another couple minutes here and do everything we can to help you out. If not, get a hold of us next week at 855-660-4261. Or you can go to our website at paulparent.com. There's a couple ways you can get a hold of us. Go all the way just about the bottom. You can sign up for our newsletter, which comes out every Thursday. A lot of great information, a lot of timely information and things that you're looking to do. And you could also go down a little bit further on that website. There's a contact us. You can email us. We'll do what we can to get back to you as soon as possible. I'm a couple weeks out on some of the answers. I've had some heat troubles at my house. I haven't been into my house for a couple days with the heat on low, but need a new furnace coming this week. So we haven't really been around a computer as much as I could be. Everything's still at home. But we'll do what we can. We'll answer all the questions that you have as soon as we can get to them. Got a lot going on. It's, we're not far from spring. Punxsutawney Phil said 6 weeks till spring. Let's hope his ratio of being right and wrong gets a little bit better. And we get up to, really get that 6 weeks till spring versus 6 weeks left of winter. It's looking like we're going to have some spring time in the next few days. So 50 degrees might be some time to get out there and do some good stuff there. And we got time for another phone call, so we'll go right to the line. Nathan, who's up last today?
George in Massachusetts.
George, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Happy New Year, but sad because of your dad.
Yeah, thank you.
So I lost my dad and my mom, too.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear.
Yeah, that's all right. It's a cycle of life for some reason. We don't know the answers, but
exactly.
My wife and I met your dad on the Cape and other places many times when he was doing his travel shows.
Yep.
And he told me, this is a quick story, it'll make you laugh. He was plowing at one time for the town.
Yep.
And he's coming down the street, and he's telling us the story. After it was at Mahoney's in Thelma. And
yep.
Coming down, this guy is running in front of the plow with a bat.
Yep.
He's screaming at me. And I'm looking at your dad, and he's cracking up. He's got a smirk. I says, but what did you do? He says, I opened the window a little bit. And I said, this is my job. He says, you're plowing in my driveway, and I'm going to beat you.
Yeah.
So it made our day, you know?
Yeah, no, I remember the rest of that story because he told it to me a few times. Was,
yeah.
You know, the next time he came down there, he made sure he went a little bit faster, so that snow went a little bit further into that driveway. So it is... It's a good story. I remember him telling me a couple times, especially when I started doing some of the plowing, too.
Right. But just to make it quick, I only got a couple of minutes. I know you do. We had an issue with a beech tree on the Cape now. This is in Mashpee.
Yep.
And we had to have it taken down because it did die out.
Yep.
This was a monster, about 2.5 feet in diameter, about 50 feet. So we hated to do it because our yard... And Mashpee is loaded with beech trees, and they are a great tree. But we had an arborist come in to take it down, and he said it was bark disease. Have you ever heard of that?
There could be a fungus that's in the bark that could be happening.
Yep.
When did you guys take it down?
Within 3 or 4 months.
Okay. What I would do is recommend getting a tree service out there to take a look at all your other trees and see, and just explain to them what the guy who came in to cut the tree down told you.
Okay.
So they can look and see if there's anything that they can do to either prevent it or if the others have it.
Right.
I'd rather you be ahead of it than, have to react when it does happen and maybe have to cut down a few more.
This tree had a purpose. It gave us tremendous shade in the afternoon and privacy.
I definitely understand that. But they can do a number of things. They can do soil injectors. They can do sprays. They can do a number of things.
Okay.
Definitely what I would do is call now to get on that list, because when it comes time that leaves are starting to pop on trees, they're getting a ton of phone calls. So if you could call now, you could get ahead of it. And so you could be one of the first so that, you know, you can take a look. Plus, they might be able to come out now and take a look and see if it's still there, if it's there.
Right.
So, George, thank you so much. Thank you so much for calling. I appreciate the stories. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Yeah, we're sorry about your dad.
Thank you. All right, I'll leave it at this, guys. TB12, bring another one home. Go Pats.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.